You know, here's what I'm going to say. I can't wait until the free-for-all Friday edition tomorrow post State of the Union. Kind of exciting, right? It's going to be fun. We'll be able to break down Joe Biden's performance at the podium. Everybody watching, they'll have him so jacked up on amphetamines and whatever else it is they get in the cocktail to get him through, but it'll be interesting to watch. We'll break it down here tomorrow with your phone calls. I don't want you to miss that. I'm giving you the heads up on it. All right. With each passing day, it becomes more clear that traditional voting blocks that Democrats were able to rely on, they're fading fast. Young people, Donald Trump is leading. Hispanic voters, Donald Trump leading by 6 points now. And black voters, no, Trump's not leading here, but there has nonetheless been a mass migration away from Joe Biden to the former president there as well, and everybody knows it. The days of the Democrats getting 90 and 95% of the black vote, it's gone now, and it's gone forever. Because it's a continual leak over to the Republican side as people in all demographics go, wait a second. I'm not a Democrat. I actually believe in America, and I like my family, and I go to church, and, you know, I don't want gas to be $4 a gallon. Karine Jean-Pierre, by the way, at a loss, you know, like every day. This time, it's the massive shift of black voters leaving Joe Biden and the Democrats and heading, well, Donald Trump's way. Listen.
In 2020, when the president won, in his victory speech, he thanked black voters for their outsized role in his historic win. He said that he would have their backs. Obviously, polling and anecdotal reporting shows that a significant number of black voters still feel that the president hasn't completely had their backs or have not felt the impacts of this administration's policies. How much of this speech does the president see as an opportunity to lay out what he believes he has done to have the backs of black Americans?
So, look, we understand that it's complicated, right, in the sense of what the American people have gone through the last 3 years. We came in, there was a pandemic, and there was an economy that was in a tailspin. So we get it. We get that some Americans are trying to still figure out where we are and what's going on and what this administration has done. This is why the State of the Union is going to be so critical, so important, because the president gets to lay that out. It gives the president an opportunity to speak to that. And so that's important. But to the beginning of your question about 2020 and the promise that the president has made, he did make a promise, and he has done everything that he can to keep that promise.
Yeah, he has everything he can. Well, she says so, it must be true. Now the newest question. Now that we know that it's going to be Joe Biden and Donald Trump, the rematch, will Joe Biden's handlers allow him on stage to get shredded by Donald Trump? Pretty important question. I mean, they're letting him go to the State of the Union tonight, I guess. We'll see. But a former president there would be a real opponent. And there's almost no chance it's ever going to happen, I'll tell you right now. It's probably not going to happen. And KJP refuses to say whether Joe Biden will be allowed to teeter out for a presidential debate. She dodged the question over and over and over again, but it's fun to watch. Here she is.
Now that the field is down to two, is President Biden going to commit to a debate with Donald Trump?
That's something for the campaign to speak to.
Well, we know when the debates are going to be. We know where they're going to be. Is he going to go?
You should speak to the campaign.
In 2020, once it got down to one-on-one, Joe Biden said, I can hardly wait to debate him. How about now?
I'm going to sound like a broken record. You should reach out to the campaign.
Why is this a campaign thing?
Because it's an election. It's a debate for the 2024 presidential election.
I'm not asking what argument he is going to make at a debate. I'm just asking.
We're not talking about arguments. You're talking about his attendance.
You need to talk to the campaign. You've got a lot of questions in here about these polls concerning the president's age and his acuity. Do you think that it is going to quiet concerns about the president's age and acuity if he decides not to debate?
What I can say about that is, not talking about the debate. That's something for the campaign to speak to. I'm not going to speak about that. To your question about age, I think I sort of answered that.
It's remarkable, isn't it? Is he going to debate or not? Well, it's a campaign question. Not really. As I was explaining a moment ago, there's been a major role reversal because people can ask themselves if they're better off today than they were when Donald Trump was still in the Oval Office. It's an easy compare and contrast. They could look at a variety of factors. Bidenomics comes to mind, although they don't use that word anymore. We do, gleefully. The border, of course, and the candidate himself, Joe Biden. Oh, and more bad news from NBC and Steve Kornacki. As he points out the rule reversal, as I've just explained, from 4 years ago, here's how he weighed in. Listen.
Biden's the incumbent now. Biden was the challenger in 2020. And when you're the challenger, you do have a bit of an advantage when the mood of the country isn't as optimal as it could be. And now all of the polling out there right now shows, you know, the country's still in a pessimistic place when it comes to the economy. As you say, the country has huge concerns when it comes to the border. There's a lot of issues right now that have voters not feeling great about where the country is. And in that kind of environment, I don't care if you're a Republican or a Democrat, whoever you are, if you're the incumbent president, a lot of that frustration, a lot of that apprehension ends up getting turned on you. And if you're the challenger, that gives you new opportunities to pick up votes simply because they don't want the incumbent anymore. Trump suffered from that in 2020. Biden may right now be taking a hit from that same dynamic.
Yeah, he's taking a hit from that same dynamic. They don't want more of this. But Super Tuesday behind us, it'll be just a couple more weeks before Donald Trump officially wraps up the nomination, before he will be coronated, of course, in Milwaukee. Something that has been pretty clear for the last year now. With all the great polling numbers, including a sizable lead in every major swing state, the Trump train is rolling. Whether the folks at MSNBC get on board and understand that or not does not matter, because it's clear to everyone now, if the election were today, Donald Trump would win and Republicans would probably come out with a slight lead in the U.S. Senate, maybe a 51-49 lead, picking up West Virginia and Ohio and holding steady elsewhere. We'll see if that. Of course, Michigan could happen, Arizona could happen, but I'd say 51-49 is the most likely math. And a few-seat advantage in the House, despite the gamesmanship by Democrats in places like Alabama that will send a Democrat to the House from Alabama for the first time in my lifetime. Gamesmanship played well, I might add. I'll take a break and be back on the Steve Gruber Show.